You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back, Sabrine.
Thank you for having me again.
Of course. Thanks for coming down. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm buzzing after a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the main topic of the interview today. You recently dropped a single dedicated to Palestine and the ongoing genocide in Gaza called The End. Can you tell us about that single in your own words?
Yeah. So The End is probably my favorite song I've ever made. I've always wanted to incorporate my activism into my music, but I find it hard sometimes to write songs that don't sound like real preachy and tacky. But with this one, in October 2023, like shortly after Israel began its genocide in Gaza, I found a message that was posted anonymously, which is basically this young person in Gaza proclaiming their love for someone who had passed away. And it really hit me like a truck, and it just made me think about, like, if I was in that situation and all of a sudden, like, I was subjected to this awful war that I didn't ask for, what would I do and what would I want to say to the people that I love? And so that's how I wrote the song, and I really wanted it to be both personal but also within this larger macro context. And yeah, it was such a joy to produce and to make, and I hope it can be like something small just to contribute to the rallying cry around the world.
Right. And was there anything else about that message between those two lovers in Gaza that you resonated with in particular?
Yeah, I think one of the main things that stuck with me was how this person said, if I had known that bombs raining down on us would take you from me, I would have told you how I felt, like, in a heartbeat, and I'm sorry I didn't. And I guess that really hit me because we, like, even in countries where, you know, we're lucky enough to have a guarantee of a peaceful life, you never know what's going to happen. And so just like telling the people you love that you love them is so important. And that really stuck with me and how universal that is.
And what does the ongoing genocide in Gaza and the Palestinian cause as a whole mean to you as an artist?
Ooh, big question. I mean, I'm Muslim, and you know, me and my family and my siblings have always grown up knowing about Gaza and being educated on this from a very young age. And so to me, like, when I was in high school and stuff, it was something I never talked about and I was told never to talk about. And so it makes me sad that it has taken such a horrible event like a genocide to bring people's attention to what's been happening for like 75 years. But at the same time, it's been pretty surreal and so important and so overdue that there's a wider awareness of what's been going on and how complicit our own governments are and have been. And as an artist, I think it's very important to leverage your art in times like these. And if you can, and if it comes naturally to you, to use it for a purpose, because it's very powerful.
And going off that, last time we had you on Wallow was to talk about the single you dropped last year called Countryman, which was about Jo Kum Yong, a Chinese worker who was murdered by a white supremacist in the 1800s. So can you tell us about your relationship with social activism and writing music with a conscience and why that's important for you as well?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Countryman is very much my first sort of foray into writing music that was about something that was bigger than me. And I guess I've always been very drawn towards activism. I've been loud and political and annoying since I was like 14. And so combining it with my music has always, it's always been something I've wanted to do, and it's always in the back of my mind when I'm writing music. And so yeah, to me, they're both sort of facets of my personality, which I find kind of inseparable. And so it's felt like such a like waking up moment to finally realize that, like, you know, that there is a power in doing this, and I'd like to keep doing that and putting it out into the world, because it's way more interesting than and important than just me going, yeah, my heart's broken. So yeah, it feels good to do.
Regarding the composition itself and the song, can you tell us about the instrumentation that you used on this track and how you put that together?
Yes, that was my favorite part of production. I wanted the song to sound both intimate and cinematic at the same time, to kind of reflect the lyrics that are very personal and can be read alone in that context, but then how it has a wider context as well of the genocide in Palestine. So I wanted to include a sitar from my own culture as sort of a musical tribute from me to Palestine and from my culture to Palestine, because Bangladesh and the subcontinent as a whole have a very long history of supporting Palestine. So the sitar was my favorite part to add. We found this incredible sitar player, her name's Sargam. She composed the part, and she had never composed before, and she just made this like incredible sitar piece. And I remember the first strum she did, all three of us in the studio, like me, my producer, and the studio assistant, we all just looked at each other like, this is so special. And yeah, it's been really nice to combine my culture with my activism in that way.
Do you think you can see yourself doing that on future releases of yours as well? Like some more like South Asian instrumentation?
Yeah, totally. I would love to. It's been a goal of mine to incorporate it slowly. Like, I've done it before in one of my earlier singles, Still Love You. I had a tabla, which is like a drum. So I'd love to sort of just go through the list of South Asian instruments and add more and more as I can.
Amazing. So we're coming up to the end of the interview. Something that we always ask our guests towards the end of the interviews is, you know, what's next for you? You know, do you have any new releases coming up? Are you going to do like a launch party for this song as well? You know, what's next for you?
Yeah, totally. Well, this song is the second single from my second EP, which title is redacted for now. But yeah, I'm really excited to let this set of songs out into the world. And I have a visual for this song coming out soon, as soon as it's finished, where we got a bunch of instrumentalists in a studio and we've recorded a live performance. So I'm very excited to have that out in the world. And I also have exams. So squeezing all of that in is my next move. But yeah, I'm super excited to see how the song grows into the world.
Amazing. I think that's about it from us. Thank you so much for coming down. Love the song. Love the co-popper. Yeah, and hope to hear that EP soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And Free Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.